Let's assume for a minute that our basic needs are met because of the circumstances of quote unquote overproduction in the existing class system, because it's based to make sure all the resources get put in the hands of the few who plan to devote those to their rule ad infinitum. So, you know, as we've been discussing in our readings of Wallerstein's et al., does capitalism have a future? The system, quote unquote, has reached its systemic limits, and so it produces too much stuff for the available options for distribution, given the terms of rule must be maintained. There is no way for fair distribution of all this stuff. And for reasons discussed already, automation and the fact that the resources of the planet have been aggregated in the hands of the few, there is no ability to continue to provide those jobs that have kept us mistakenly continuously providing giving our allegiance to a system that uses us up and tosses us out like trash. So let's assume our basic needs are met because of overproduction in the existing system and because we help each other build Earthships, which is a structure built into the Earth that I wrote about in Waking Up, in balance with the Earth, oriented optimally to maintain a constant 70-degree temperature that supports our self-sufficiency by growing its own food, generating its own electricity, frying the owner's excrement, which can then be used to fertilize the plants that grow in it. And it's a structure that uses discarded automobile tires and aluminum cans as wall insulation, a structure the primary cost of which is our labor. And I used the example of the Earthship to show that there are no material or technological barriers to every single one of us getting free, having our freedom. And it is only on the basis of every single one of us having our freedom that freedom can be established globally for all. So there's no material or technological barrier. The only barrier is our conditioned allegiance to a system that treats us like trash. And let's assume further that those involved currently and this gets back to, again, Eric Fromm's point about faith in your brothers and sisters. Every single time there has been a need because of an emergency or because of some crisis or catastrophe, people step up. People, we work together. That's our nature. So there's no rational basis in our not having faith in our brothers and sisters. We know within our own hearts that that's the case. So let's assume that those currently involved in the circulation of society's necessities, those who do the actual shipping of goods around the world, continue doing this for the transition. And by goods, we're talking about those that are needed, obviously, not stuff that is not, on a strictly volunteer basis. And let's assume that this is likewise so for the communications and the energy grids, for the communications networks and energy grids. And that we use the internet to identify needs and wants and bottlenecks around the globe. Then what purposes beyond meeting basic needs, those basic needs met by the voluntary associations just discussed, would we have? Each one of us individually has what he or she needs because of Earthships and related self-sufficiency technologies. And I am thinking specifically of David Bloom's argument in his book, Alcohol Can Be a Gas. And that here is a quote from that book. it's become a sort of heresy to talk about alcohol fuel or any form of alternative energy as a viable way out of our energy dilemma. Rest assured, there's enough land to produce solar energy in many forms, including alcohol, for a world that makes energy efficient design a priority. We can have a large cooperative cellulose distillery operation in each county, producing ethanol and biomass electricity to keep our essential services running. We can have small integrated farms that produce food, fuel, and building materials. We can eat well on locally produced food and locally produced products. We can even co-generate our electricity and hot water at our homes using our cars running on alcohol in a pinch. And at some future show, and that's unquote, I want to just mention all this. And again, as I've said in many shows, the news is vetted. What we're given is propaganda. What we're encouraged to want, what we're encouraged to believe. And so there's a big push to say, you know, get out of your cars. You don't need them. And until this world is our own, we need mobility, truly, for a variety of reasons. In the same sense that we need access to land. We need the ability to connect with each other, to help each other, share resources together. So caution when we hear from multiple sources over multiple media the exact same message. There is a campaign going on and it ain't in our interests. Now I have posted a PDF of the April 13th show. And as I was about to do that, and I was guiding folk to the original page where we that hosts that April 13, 2014 show, I realized that the audio files are not there. This was when the software I was using for everything, my books, the web page stopped working and had to sort of scramble and pull together another way of getting this stuff out using just, you know, basic HTML, manually inputting, you know, cutting and pasting and whatnot. So I decided to post all of those again in sequence so that it would be easy to listen again to the entire show. So on the page for this show, as well as on the missing audio files page, you can listen again to that April 13, 2014 show, which I found interesting, useful. And during that show, part of what was discussed was David Bloom's book. It was a show which, as we do in many shows, makes the case that the future must be of our making. This is not the business of the global state statesman. Heaven forbid we continue to allow these sociopathic few who care not a whit about us, but only about their crazed notion of perfection, the Republic, and we are simply fuel to get to where they want to go. And they raise their children to realize that mission so that it will continue on. And I encourage any of their children who are starting to rethink that deep conditioning, and we've been reading Alice Miller to get a sense of how deep that conditioning goes, of the paterfamilias and his tribe folk, rethinking whether or not they are in fact a superior race to the rest of us. Keep going with those thoughts, please. We need all hands on deck. We need to start having these discussions. We need to recognize that each single one of us is precious and needed for the future. Freedom.